What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
I just don't think that actually relies a good team when they have it.
They just scored. Sorry.
We're going to score now. We have a set piece.
And absolutely right.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Simon Easterby names his first Emerging Ireland team on their tour of South Africa. Munster coach Dennis Leamy responds to Donegal Callaghan's comments regarding their defeat away to Zebre. And further rule changes to the game could be on the way. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Simon Easterby has named his first Emerging Ireland team for the first match of their South African tour against the Pumas. There are four players apiece from Connacht, Munster and Leinster, and three from Ulster. One of those Ulster trio is Zach Ward, whose meteoric rise from the Sevens game continues as he's named on the left wing for that game in Bloemfontein. Manning the right wing is Leinster's Rob Russell, with the back three completed by the inclusion of Munster fullback Ben O'Connor. In the centre, Munster's Sean O'Brien is partnered by Leinster's Hugh Gavin. Sam Prendergast will start at out half, forming a three-quarters partnership with Connacht scrum half Matthew Devine. Mark Donnelly starts at loose head alongside Leinster hooker Stephen Smith, with Connacht's Jack Ainger at tight head. In the second row, Harry Sheridan is partnered by Darren Murray. Ulster's Cormac Izachukwu starts at blindside flanker. Captain Alex Kendellan of Munster is on the open side, and Leinster's James Culhan is named at number 8. On the bench then are Leinster's Gus McCarthy, his teammate Alex Usnov, and Munster's Ronan Fox. Evan O'Connell and Sean Jansen continue the forward backup. Ethan Coughlin, Jack Murphy and Jude Postlethwaite will cover the backs. Munster defence coach Dennis Leamy isn't shying away from Donegal Callaghan's assessment of their defeat away to Zebre. The former Munster lock claimed the current crop of players should be embarrassed by the nature of their 42 points to 33 loss in Parma. Speaking ahead of this coming weekend's meeting with the Ospreys, Munster captain Ty Byrne claimed they weren't allowing in outside noise, but Leamy says they're fully aware of O'Callaghan's comments.
Yeah, I saw Donegal's comments. Someone said that he had had a goal, and I specifically went in home and watched it, and Donica was completely on the money. I know Donica since I was 18. I have nothing but respect for him. He was like a brother to me when we played together. Donica O'Callaghan said nothing that we don't know, that we didn't feel, that the players don't know. And does it hurt? I think the hurt comes from how we were on Saturday. You know, we want to, you know, remember the legacy, like people that Donica created here, you know, and we want to, you know, build on that. And when someone like Donica, you know, honestly calls out our actions at the weekend, you know, you put your hands up and you say, we have to do better. It wasn't good enough. And, you know, we're not going to step away from that either. Donegal O'Callaghan will always be a legend here, and he said nothing on Saturday that we didn't say ourselves.
And the defence coach has also been asked how they've come to concede 75 points in just two games.
Yeah, it's been a difficult, definitely a difficult couple of weeks, and certainly the last couple of days have been very disappointing in terms of how we played in Italy. So absolutely 100%. We need to be an awful lot better than we were. That's absolutely. Standing in front of the lads this morning, the disappointment on their face is still very palpable there, and you get a sense for how much they care. And that's a great thing as a coach. You're looking for your reaction. You're watching their body language, and you know their disappointment is definitely evident. The big thing now is we have to energize them again. We pull them up. We lean on stuff like you've just said around being the top defensive team for the last two seasons in the URC. You know, you lean on little bits and pieces like that. But the reality is, within the room, there is a standard that we expect, and we didn't meet it on Saturday. And you know, we're conscious that the tries came from different aspects of our play. So I think we need to tighten up right around the pitch. We need to tighten up our ruck D. We need to tighten up, you know, when teams launch against us, we need to tighten up how we kick, how we control the kicking game. If we're going to go off, if we're going to stay on, we need to stick to the plan. You know, and honestly, like, we need to present a huge amount more physicality, you know, and that in terms of Saturday was probably for me quite disappointing. Our physical exchanges just weren't good enough.
Byrne was asked today what they can expect from the Ospreys on Saturday.
They certainly improved. I reckon they're probably one of the strongest Welsh unions at the moment. I think that they're strong across the park, which is I think if you look at their team sheets, they've a lot of standout players there, and they can play various ways, but defensively they're very good, and they're particularly good over the ruck. You know, they've a lot of players there who can steal a lot of balls, so we're gonna have to be on point with our ruck. And you know, they've a very good set piece as well, and I think it's an area that they probably at times got the better of us over the last few seasons. So it's definitely a big focus for us this coming Saturday too.
Munster will tackle that game without Shane Daly and Thakir Abrahams, both of whom require scans on respective elbow and leg injuries. Flanker Ruan Quinn fell a HIA after that defeat to Zebre and is also ruled out of Saturday's fixture. A decision on Alex Nankivell's fitness will be made closer to that Ospreys game after he missed the trip to Parma. Stuart McCloskey is out of Ulster's URC game with the Vodacom Bulls in Pretoria. The Ireland centre sustained knee and ankle injuries in last weekend's defeat to the Emirates Lions. And Connacht prop Sam Illo is facing a lengthy spell on the sidelines. He's seeing a specialist today after suffering an ankle ligament injury in Saturday's URC win over the Sharks. But having missed that game in Galway, Shane Bolton and Joe Joyce have returned to training following respective knee and neck issues. Seamus Hurley-Langton, Jordan Duggan and Josh Ione are out of Friday night's trip to the Scarlets, but Clanethley should see the first appearance of the season of Ireland centre Bundiaki. Further changes could be on the way to the game if a group led by ex-French referees Romain Poit and Mathieu Reynal get their way. A new group to manage referees, with Poit and Reynal as their figureheads, have been formed by the LNR, who run the top 14s, and the French Rugby Federation. According to The Times, they held a conference with players, coaches and club executives over the summer, which gave birth to some potential law changes. They're to put the following tweaks to World Rugby, with the hope that their innovations will make it to the trial stage. They are a 30-second clock to speed up the formation of scrums, cutting the time allocated for kicks at goal, which at present is 90 seconds for a conversion and 60 for a penalty, stopping the clock after a try or the conversion until the next kickoff to reduce time wasting, and using squads of 25 players, not 23, with teams allowed to make 6 substitutions in a match instead of 8. Reynald says the current ball and play time in French rugby stands at just 34 minutes, something they want to change. However, the referees group is not in favour of the 20-minute red card, where a dismissed player is replaced after those 20 minutes. Leicester head coach Michael Checa has been charged by the English RFU for allegedly disrespecting an independent matchday doctor. The former Leinster and Wallabies boss will face an independent panel tonight. He's been accused of conduct prejudicial to the interests of the game in their Premiership win at Exeter on the opening weekend. And finally, Ireland captain Edel McMahon says they've already parked their momentous win over the Black Ferns. Aaron King and Aoife Wafer both scored a pair of tries as Ireland shocked the world champions with a 29-27 win to open up WX V1 in Vancouver. But McMahon told Owen on last night's Off the Ball that their focus is now fully on Canada in Langley on Saturday.
Yeah, to be honest, like I said, we really embraced yesterday and enjoyed it, and today is a bit of a recovery day for us. But I think come even time now, we'll start switching on and changing the gears, because the squad is really eager to get going. We're hungry now for more. So there's been a really good switch in mindset of, okay, like, we enjoyed yesterday, but we still have a job to do, because we've got 2 more big games to come up. And already this morning, like, the medical screens are going on, the recovery, even nutrition, like, it's a complete mindset, and that's where we need to be as a squad as well. So yeah, we'll get our previews in, and then it's another blanket week and we go again.
Did you get much of a sense of people watching back home and anybody who was up in the middle of the night watching you?
Yeah, my phone was absolutely, I couldn't even describe the amount of texts and messages that we got and videos that people sent. And there was people messaging at home that I didn't even think they knew I was still playing rugby or that I played rugby for Ireland. You know, it was just contacts from the past and other like rugby teammates reaching out that I used to play with at home in Ireland or in England. So to see the effect that it has taken over the nation and over the world of rugby is amazing. And that's exactly what we want to do. And that is part of our ambition with our journey as a squad, that we want to inspire people and we want to inspire the Irish nation and make Ireland proud.
You can hear more of that Edel McMahon interview by becoming an Off the Ball member now. And don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.